Hello, and welcome to episode 26 of Pod Z CCG. This is Brandon.
This is Brad.
So, sorry for the delay, guys. We were going to record last Saturday, but we decided to record this Saturday. What is today's date?
27th.
Is it?
Yep.
Okay, so it'll be going up probably today then, right?
Yep.
Okay. So, we're going to bring to you... we're going to talk about Gen Con?
Yep.
What else?
Upcoming events.
Okay. Alright, and we have a few shout-outs, too. We'll get to towards the end, but... Do you have any questions up front about Gen Con?
It's so weird to see the new meta, because I've only played in one... I've only played in one tournament since the new release came out, because I've been so busy with other things. It's crazy. But it's just so weird, like, everybody's going nuts over Cooler and 13 and Brawly and everything. And I'm just still here, like, what are their powers even do?
Yeah, there's some cards I still have to read from set 6. I don't go through and read all the cards and memorize their effects. But for the most part, I kind of know what Brawly does. I kind of know what Cooler does.
You've played in quite a few events, haven't you?
I've played in, since the new meta came out, Gen Con, Winnabox, and I think that's it.
Yeah, it seems like the big personality is Cooler right now, is that right?
Brawly.
Brawly?
It's a toss. I'd say people are jizzing all over Brawly, and then Cooler gets the sloppy seconds.
Yeah.
But it's between them two right now. 13 was a thing, but then he kind of weaned off.
Yeah. So what makes Brawly so good? Is it the Unleashed card and getting to his level 4 or just his power level?
It's Unleashed and his name cards are really good.
Saiyan's got a lot better over the years.
Over the years?
Yeah.
Over the sets?
2 years it's been out.
I guess so. But yeah, Unleashed is a card, and I don't know, there's some ways to counter it. I mean, it's kind of hard to counter when someone draws two of them on you turn one, enters, uses Unleashed just to attach a card, can't level up because Cooler allies out.
Yeah.
And then next turn he gets a Racer Cannon and destroys Cooler, and then he could Unleash up to level 4 because he's got all these attached cards.
Yeah.
So... But other than that, I can't say I like it because I don't play Saiyan Brawly or I don't play Brawly, so.
It seems like Ginyu's a natural counter to it because he's always been good against physical decks.
Yeah, it's just Brawly's Eraser Cannon is a great card, and you know all the Saiyan decks have to run the spin kicks and the Eraser Cannons and whatever else gets rid of allies.
That one with Raditz on the front, the Tel Smack or whatever.
Yeah, I don't think they run that.
Yeah, I don't think so either. What does the Eraser Cannon do? Is it a critical effect?
Energy attack for 5 stages. Banish an ally drill setup. Hit, banish ally drill or setup.
Oh, that sucks.
It's a really good card.
I could see how Ginyu players would have a hard time against that. But... That's why we have Blue Clash.
Yeah.
I'm putting that back in my deck. I went to the box tournament at Forgotten Path Games.
On the 20th?
Yeah, and it was just a slaughter. I put half of my deck was new with the whole waiting drill thing and more blocks and everything, and I was just like lost. It was a real bad tournament for me. I played Jake the first round, winner of Oregon Regionals last year, and I had him beat down throughout the whole game, but then there's this stupid-ass orange card that lets you not use Endurance on any of their styled energy attacks.
I call it Orange Air Raid because it shares the same image as Vegeta's Air Raid from Scorzi.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, and when I was playing against Dustin, playtesting it at Gen Con, I kept calling it Air Raid, and he was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, and I packed my deck. It has 47 endurance right now, so none of my allies get crit, because that's the problem with Ginyu right now, is getting him out of the discard pile, because I stay on level 1. And he just milled through all my deck and killed me with it. Oh, he didn't mill through it. He mulled through it with his orange energy attack.
You said he didn't mill through it. He what?
Mulled.
What's that?
Like mauled, like a bear
mauled. Oh, I thought you meant like he didn't mill it. He like did a mole, like a blind mole, and like burrowed through it.
No, he mauled it with his orange energy attacks. And then the second round, I fought against Mark, a cool guy from Vacaville who likes to dress up as Dr. Briefs. Mark Cubano, published author, check out his works. But he was playing Namekian Gohan, and this is the first time I saw the Gohan ally.
Uh-huh.
The new Gohan level 1 that gets the allies. And he was just getting allies out left and right, and I thought as soon as he got 3 allies out, he's supposed to advance a level.
Right.
And so he put down, he had like 4 allies out on his turn, and he didn't enter combat. And I said, can you jump a level now? And he said, no, it's when I enter combat and I have more than 3 allies. So this fool got out like 2 more allies by the turn he entered and just blew me away.
Did he get to level 2?
Yeah, he got to level 2 fairly quick.
Where all your attacks do +2 life or something?
All his attacks did +2 life, and whenever he dealt critical damage, he got to rejuvenate 1.
Yeah.
And he got out Kami and Korin.
It's a good thing you run Frieza ally.
I don't run Frieza ally.
Oh, man.
That would have helped. And then the third round, I played against your son, Willy, and I went in there like, oh, I got this in the bag, until I found out he ran 3 chin kicks.
Of course.
And he chin kicked me every time we were in combat and just killed. I had out 7 allies and I couldn't use any of them. It sucked. So he beat me too, and I just left that tournament. I was like, I'm going to lick my wounds, go eat a big steak at Cattleman's, and just leave.
Yeah. It's not right here. White stuff. Yeah, I did fairly well at that tournament. First round, we're not even talking about Gen Con right now. We're talking about a local winner box, but
you gotta build up to it.
But this winner box had
18, it's at Vacaville. What do you expect? We gotta talk about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it had 18 players, and my first round was
against Jordan, and he beat you like all other tournaments.
No, I swear that fool beat me round 1, and then just like sets me on a path of destruction. But no, I played against, who did I play against first round? I was sitting next to you. Who was I sitting across from?
That was right. You were on one side of me, and Sam and Jordan played each other, which did not end up in a fight, thank goodness. A
fist fight?
Yeah, because whenever Sam and Jordan play each other, they end up getting salty at each other and fighting, but I think that's only when Jordan wins.
While I think about who my first round opponent was, why don't you tell the story about when Sam forced him into the bathroom at Abrams?
Yeah. So, Sam and Jordan were playing each other, and I don't know why. Like, when we play at locals, our team shows up, and there's 4 or 5 of us, and we usually just try to win money to put on our account to go towards a case. These fools end up fighting every single time when they play each other. Sam wanted Jordan to scoop to him after Jordan beat him. And what happened was Jordan beat Sam. Sam didn't like the result. They were like, Sam was punking Jordan, like pushing his chest up against him. And then all of a sudden, Sam forces Jordan into the bathroom and I guess punches him in the face. And Sam punches Jordan in the face hecka hard, and like Sam walks out of the bathroom and Jordan walks out all teary-eyed. Because he doesn't want to punch Sam because, you know, he'll hurt him really bad. But Sam's got a temper on him, so they got. And then they're arguing in front of the counter of the guys, the workers. And they're like, okay, who won? And Sam's like, Jordan, Jordan, tell him I won. And I'm like, guys, go outside. Jordan won. It's ridiculous.
So I don't know how I forgot this, but turn one of that when a box I played against Russ with his red Turles, red Ruthless Turles.
This kind of says something about him as a player against you. You're like, I don't, some scrub.
No, last time we played, I'd have won a box a week before or 2 weeks before. He beat me down pretty bad. Well, it was a one life card difference, but Brandon pro tip number one, when playing against Red Ruthless, what ally do you think you should pull first turn?
Brawly.
Brawly ally. So that put a damper in his little plan. And, of course, he gets turn one surprise attack, so he enters with that to banish my Frieza ally in time as a warrior's tool. Which is no problem for the Frieza ally, but, you know, I'd like to have time in my deck.
What'd you get rid of his deck?
Nothing.
He doesn't run non-style cards?
The only non-style he runs is surprise attack.
And you can't pull out surprise attack?
No, you can't search out that effect.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, surprise attack says you cannot search out this card's with this card effect or something. So
he pulled a Timbuktu.
Not really, because Timbuktu runs non-style cards.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I kind of kept the damage at bay. I neck beamed him up to level 2. No, I blew Discharge to raise his anger 2 so he could jump to level 2 so I could use my endurance, which is pretty key in that matchup. Once again, it came down to one life card. His big play at the end was hoping I didn't have a block because he red knee lift my Goldo ally, and I luckily had a block, so I blocked his attack and then I pulled Goldo out with a Lunar Ray and won it.
Yeah,
but that game ended up with a one life card difference too. It's crazy. Second round was against Sam or Jake?
Jake. Sam was third round.
Jake. So I played it, went up against Jake, his orange Yamcha. He wanted to play his blue Ginyu, but he didn't have it built in time. So I went against him and pretty close matchup, but I was able to squeak out the win. And then third round was against Sam, who got the early jump on me. He had out like 5 allies to my 1. And I really thought I was going to lose that game, but I came back and won that round. Fourth round was against Rick.
I think so. I was gone by that time.
Yeah.
I was eating my steak.
Was against Rick.
And I caught a Magmar at Cattlemen's.
That's cool. Changeling Bard on the top tier forums. He's from Yuba City. He is running Red Roshi, and damn that Red Roshi. He got me balled out.
You always seem to have trouble with that deck.
Yeah, but I gained a level. I know what to do now against it. Fifth round was against Sam Pavarnik, Uncle Sam, resident ARG champion, back-to-back. He was playing Saiyan Brawly, and he was the one that got two unleashed on me turn one and got to level 4 and just destroyed me. I mean, it was pretty even considering he was doing 14 life cards to me on me with each hit. I was able to, you know, keep up with him, but then he just got me. He outpaced me in attacks. And then top 8, my match was against Jake again, which I was able to take down.
Top 8 out of freaking win a box.
Yeah.
They had a lot of participants.
And then top 4 was against Rick again, and I was able to keep Brawly and Frieza out to get rid of his shenanigans for most part. I did about 30 life cards of damage in 3 turns, which isn't too bad, but he was able to ball out and stabilize.
What does Frieza and Brawly do against Red Roshi?
It keeps him his discard pile low, so he can't reuse his stuff.
With what, relaxation?
Relaxation, visiting. Frieza especially, once you hit that time, it's
Yeah.
It's a big dent in Ray Roshi's plan. You know, ball seven.
So I got a super secret check that always works against Red Roshi.
What's that?
I'm not going to reveal it on the air.
Okay.
I'm going to be a prick like that.
Okay. And then that I lost to him in top four. Sam and I got packs. I got 10 packs of set six. Sam got 5 packs of set one because he got top eight. He said, what set should I get? I said, set one. Of course, he pulled a print for Villain Sphere.
Yeah.
So that was awesome. I think we're going to keep this one because we could always use more Villain Spheres.
Yeah.
So that was a winner box. There's one today, and I was going to go, but I've got my dog with me, and I don't want to take her to the shop. So.
What shop?
Vacaville.
Oh. I thought you were like going to drop her off at a shop.
No. I was going to take her, but Russ said I could, but it's just too much.
Yeah.
Is she still in here? Okay. All right, so I guess that'll do it for episode 26.
What about Gen Con?
Oh, we do have to talk about Gen Con.
It's only 16 minutes.
So Willie and I decide to go to Gen Con. Well, I kind of decide for us since I want to get promos.
Yeah.
Pretty expensive promos, though.
Yeah.
So we basically get there around 2:30 in the morning, which our time is 11:30 p.m. So it's, you know, we're not that tired. Dustin has been there for a while, and we were meeting up with Dustin, the co-host of Kame House Podcast. Him and Sean Pastoki do a podcast over there. Give it a listen. But he said we could room with him. The downside, we would have to sleep on the floor.
Yeah.
Which I didn't mind. I mean, saving tons of money on hotel was all right by me. So him and his friend Dan, who doesn't play Dragon Ball, he was there for board games and stuff. They're there sleeping. We took a shuttle from the airport to the hotel, and both of them, when we get in the room, Dustin opens up. Both of them are side by side in different beds with CPAPs.
Oh, they both have CPAPs now?
Yeah.
He's got a CPAP?
Yeah. So they had that. The air conditioner was on, of course. And we weren't tired. Dustin asked if we wanted to go downstairs in the lobby and playtest. So we stayed up until about 6 in the morning playtesting. That was my first real playtest with this deck, with this new Blue Ginyu build. And I felt pretty comfortable with it. They had a nice breakfast spread, like continental breakfast. It was biscuits, gravy, eggs, scrambled and hard-boiled.
Ew.
Yeah, that's gross. Yogurt, cereal, juices. Pretty nice. So we eat breakfast, go back up to the room, and Willie and I are... I'm tired. I know Willie's tired, but Willie's like, oh, I'm not tired. I want to stay up.
And do what?
Probably talk to his girlfriend.
Oh.
But I told him on the trip, no talking on the phone because I don't want to hear that shit.
A distraction. You should have said his head, no distractions while on a business trip.
So Dustin has to go to the hotel, or not the hotel, the convention center to get his Gen Con pass because he didn't want them mailing it to him, which I did because I don't want to wait in a long line to get passes.
Yeah.
So him and Dan leave around 7-8 o'clock, and I fall asleep in the bed while they're gone, and Willie falls asleep too, apparently. I set an alarm for 11 and wake up, and prior that morning, Dustin had given us a Lyft coupon. Have you heard of Lyft?
No.
It's like Uber.
Oh, okay.
But it's called Lyft with a Y, L-Y-F-T. Basically, you get $5 off 10 Lyft lifts.
Oh, cool.
So it's basically saving $50 in the long run. We decided to take a lift from the hotel to the con. We get to the con, and we're walking through it, and this place is huge. Like, I don't even know how to describe it. Think of the Roseville, like a huge mall, as a convention. We're walking through, and then Willie says, I left my phone in the car. I said, are you serious? I was so mad. I was like, well, I don't know what to do. We tried calling the Lyft guy because he called us. His phone couldn't accept calls because he wasn't on duty or something. So I find that you could file a claim through the Lyft website or the Lyft app and say you lost an item. So I did that, and not even 30 seconds later, the Lyft guy calls me and says, I have your phone. You have to pay me money to get it. I was like, whatever, that's fine. I mean, I could understand you having to, you know, come back and waste a Lyft ride or whatever. So we run outside, and this guy is circling the block because he can't just park due to no parking signs. So we see him coming down the street, and he rolls down the window. It's a red light. And I said, yeah, the phone. He's like, give me $10. I said, fine. I give him $10, get the phone. And I was like, Willie, you're paying me back for this because this is your fault. So, which he ended up doing. He ended up paying for, like, some meals and stuff. But later on, I checked the website, and drivers aren't supposed to charge you money to get to return items.
Oh, wow.
So I filed a complaint and got a $10 credit.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, so that was pretty cool.
Hopefully that guy got fired.
They said that they would discipline him. Hopefully he did, because he was shady.
Yeah.
So we finally meet up with Dustin, and we're looking around at the different booths, and we go to the Panini. We meet Dustin at the Panini booth, and there's a guy working it that I've never heard of or seen. And Dustin's like, hey, do you want this cool Brawly deck box? If you buy 3 booster packs, you get one. I said, oh, we won ours.
Yeah.
He's a jerk. So we did get demo decks. Remember when Jarrett
last year
got the attack table and was trying to sell it for $180? We got 5 free demo decks because the guy's like, oh, you promote us on your pod? Yeah, go ahead and take anything you want. I almost got some booster packs, but I said, nah, it's probably pushing it. So then we go to, what day is this, Thursday? Yeah, so we go, and Dustin wants to enter the sealed event for the Panini. And I really don't like sealed events. So I'm kind of, like, especially when you have to get a starter and 3 packs. I'm like, I'd rather get the 8 packs and bring your own set, but I'm like, whatever, I'll just enter the tournament. If I win my first round, I'll keep going. If not, I'll drop. The only reason why I entered is because you got Gen Con promos for it.
Yeah.
So we entered, got our Gen Con promos, and I get Namekian Restored Piccolo. Willie gets Black 18, I think. And Dustin gets Black 18. Dustin ends up winning the whole thing, which is cool. He got a box. Willie and I lost our first round. I just took the key cards out of the deck. I didn't even keep the Piccolo or the Mastery. I threw it all away except for, like, the foils. But the sealed event was pretty cool, except I had to go against this guy named David Meckler, who had a BMX jersey, like, with his name Dave Meckler on the back.
Oh, that's not douchey at all.
And he was actually a really cool guy. I was telling Dustin that I was making play errors on purpose, so in case I play him in the tournament on Saturday, he would think I'm a scrub.
Uh-huh.
And Dustin was like, oh, that's so wrong, but so awesome. Like, one of the mistakes was the Android shoulder grab or whatever, the common that attaches, and if your opponent gets to whatever, it detaches. I said, oh, I think it's like deal critical damage. I said, oh, you deal critical damage against me, we'll detach this. He's like, no, it's if you deal critical damage, and I had him explain it to me.
Oh, so you're laying it on thick.
Yeah, I was. So, like I said, I lost that. And
it's not collusion at all. What's it called?
Collusion?
Collusion.
No.
Matt Wichman's favorite word.
King of Lodi. Oh, Oregon Wood Elf. Do you know that guy?
No.
His name is Chaz. Chaz, not Chad. Chaz. And he was a judge at Oregon. He listens to our pod. I told him I'd give him a shout out. Really cool guy. I said next time we go up there, we should all meet and have dinner or lunch or whatever.
We're giving away lunch and dinners with the fans now without even a raffle?
Giving away? I wouldn't just call it giving away. I say it's spending time with cool people. I invited Matt and his crew. We could all go out to lunch or dinner. So that'd be cool. So after the tournament, I am starving and decided to get a piece of pizza there. Not bad. $4 for a slice of pizza, and it was pretty good. I didn't want to get it when Willie was around because he'd want me to buy him something. So he was checking out the miniatures. Like, they had like 15 different miniature games. And he was checking those out, so I go back into the actual con, because there's the con room, which is like the huge shopping mall full of cons. Then there's the game room, or game hall, which is another mall just full of games, like huge. It took 5 minutes to walk across the whole game hall.
Wow.
It was insane. So I'm out, you know, doing some things. Russ from Forgotten Past wanted me to get him a tater farmer, like from a miniature game that he plays. Because at Gen Con, they have a ton of pre-release stuff that's not released yet. So he wanted me to get him a miniature, and I went over there.
It's like a potato farmer?
A tater. His name's Tater, and he's a farmer, I think.
Does he farm potatoes?
I have no idea. But they were sold out. So I was unable to do that. Miniatures is a huge thing. Like, it's insane.
I never would have thought.
Because one of our other guys from Vacaville, Kaba, he wanted me to get him some miniatures,
too. The guy who ripped the Hero Sphere.
Yes, the guy who ripped the... I think it was Villain.
Yeah, one of them.
Yeah, the guy who ripped the Sphere. He wanted me to get him some miniatures. And I had to stand in line just to get into the area to shop.
Dang.
Then to get in, it was like a 20-minute wait, and people were like filling up their baskets, $600 worth of miniatures.
Dang, I never thought those things were so big.
It's insane. And there are people there from England, dang, like with English accents, like just come here just to get miniatures. And I only got one miniature, $25 for a little pewter. What was like a little cleric or something. And then he wanted something from Weird Gaming. It was called A Fistful of Scripts. Basically, five miniatures in one package. It was like $55. And I would never have thought miniatures would be so expensive.
Yeah.
But I get those. And then I go back to meet Dustin. He's in his last match for his win a box, and he's going up against a mirror match, Black 13. This dude was...
Or Black 18.
Black 18. Was Yosha on, like, GMOs.
Oh, man.
He was huge, and he looked like Jabba the Hutt. And Dustin was beating him down. Dustin said, how many cards do you have left? The guy said, 3. Okay. So the guy... ends combat, or combat's over, And then Dustin reaches over and says, good game. The guy says, no, it's your turn.
Okay.
Dustin said, okay, enter combat, good game. He didn't even draw his three. He was like, okay, enter. And then so he won his box. And he was all hobnobbing it up with Richie and Ake before the tournament, playing some Archer card game. Thought he was all cool and hanging out with the Panini guys and playing games, just them three.
Did you go rub elbows with them?
Nah.
Oh, come on.
I said, what's up? And they said, oh, so who's entering the tournament, you and Sam? And I said, no, me and my son Willie. He said, oh, okay. I said, yeah, Sam's my nephew. So they know Sam and Jordan, apparently.
Yeah.
So I did get to rub noses or elbows with Tim Bateau.
Yeah.
Such a nice guy.
He makes such better cards than the other guy. Fan-made cards.
Oh, man. It's no comparison.
Like, Instant Transmissions, like, the best Dragon Rare that ever came out.
Even better than Cell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course. Like, 100 times better than Power Mimic.
Oh, man, that card. What is that, like a $4 card now?
The Goku and Vegeta Alterers beat it out now.
Oh, man. Yeah, people are hoping to...
They'll trade two Power Mimics for one Vegeta and Goku Ultra Rare.
Yeah, they pull a Power Mimic. Like, oh, man. I'd rather have a common black card or something. Yeah. Foil. So I talked with him for a few minutes, but he was, you know, too busy talking to Richie.
Does he listen?
I don't think so. I didn't ask if he listened. But... I just got some rule clarifications for the Fusion tournament that was happening the following day.
Yeah, Tim Bateau seems like an all-around nice guy. Like, way better than the other scrubs that are on the East Coast.
Yeah. Who shall remain nameless. But...
BC Valdez!
I don't think that guy's East Coast. I think he's Midwest.
Same thing.
Oh, okay.
Not West Coast.
So Dustin and I are getting hungry after this tournament and decide we're going to get some food, like some real food. Because it's been about 2 hours since I ate that slice of pizza, and that's just not holding me over. We met up with Dan, who's playing this huge Star Trek game. It's like a miniature game. No, it's like a board game. But it's like four players, and it's on this huge table with this huge map. And it started at 5. Guess how long that game lasts?
Half hour.
1 hour per player.
Oof.
So, 4 hours.
Wow.
So we decided to ditch Dan and get... and his last name was Blunt, like Brian Blunt. Get on XD. You don't know Brian? You don't know Get on?
I don't know who that is.
He's a Bondi's friend.
Oh, yeah, the guy in Alaska.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
He's in San Diego now, though. But they had the same last name, and I thought they were related, but they're not.
Oh.
So we ditched Dan and go to Dick's Last Resort. I didn't think I would like this place because I'm not confrontational.
Oh, is that the where everybody asks, like, mean people?
Yeah.
Yeah. They all act like dicks.
Yeah. So, you know, we get seated, and this guy comes up, he says, what's up, bozos? Name's Daddy, here's our silverware, and he throws silverware and straws onto the table.
That's echo tight.
I'll be back later.
His name's Daddy?
Yeah. So, he comes, you know, we're checking out the menu. The menu's on the wall, apparently, and the only thing you have is a drink menu for alcoholic drinks and an appetizer menu. So, it's pretty expensive. We decide to just stick with appetizers. Like, Dustin gets the barbecue pork nachos, and I get the regular nachos. And the lady who sat us down was, you know, chit-chatting with Dustin, asking where we're from and stuff. And, you know, he's all talking to her and trying to Mac Daddy on her.
Mm-hmm.
So...
He's all like, baby, come back to my hotel room. Don't mind the CPAPs.
it's all right. I won't crush you.
Yeah. She's going to have to be on top.
But she's got this huge... Dustin's got this huge bag. It's about half his body length. Like, it's a huge bag.
So it's like a 7-foot tall bag?
Yeah. And all he did was buy that Archer card game, and they gave him that huge bag for it.
Wow.
So she was like, I could fit in this bag.
And he's like, don't tempt me.
And
I'm trying to cut back on humans.
Fee, fi, fo, fo.
Yeah.
He's going cold turkey on eating people.
It must have been hard having all those Englishmen's blood in his vicinity.
But she eventually fits in the bag. Like,
she gets in the bag.
Yeah, while we're eating, she gets in the bag. I think she was drunk.
Well, she was the waitress or the hostess?
The hostess, yeah.
Dang.
So she gets in the bag, and she's like, please, for $2, you could take me back to California with you. And I decide to say, Dustin, that's the cheapest you've ever paid for a woman. And the lady gets offended. Like, you're basically telling him that she could be bought, and I make a reference about a lady of the night, and she gets all pissy.
Dang. Well, it is a dick's.
Yeah, exactly.
You think she'd be used to it.
Yeah.
What did she say?
She was all, like, frowny-faced. She got out of the bag and left.
She got out of the bag.
I know, I ruined Dustin's chances. But at Dick's, what they do is they make these paper hats by using butcher paper and folding them up and putting them on your head with funny phrases.
Uh-huh.
And they do it to everyone. So on Willie's, they put failed rapper. And we were laughing, and then Willie was laughing, and then he said, what are you laughing at, Chocolate Thunder? And then Dustin, that made him laugh even more. He's like, what are you laughing at, White Chocolate? And then he called me a snowflake. Dustin's hat said, Spandex's worst nightmare. And my hat said, Daddy's Little, and had a bunch of expletives like Daddy's Little Bitch or something.
That's funny.
But it was a good time. Dick's was a, if you ever get a chance, if you don't take it too seriously, you'll have a blast. So after that, we go back to the con, and Dan's still playing his game, and I'm just sitting down. I'm like, I'm exhausted. I've been walking around for, I don't know, 6-7 hours, and I'm beat. So I'm just sitting there. We're waiting for Dan to get done. He eventually finishes around 9 o'clock, 9:30, and he wins the game. He's the winner, and he decides that he wants us to play a game called Two Rooms and a Boom. Have you ever heard of that?
Nope.
It's played with between 15 and 60 people.
Okay.
There's two rooms. Ellie, come here. You might get hungry. There's two rooms, and you're divided up between half in one room, half another. And you're each given different roles. Like, you could be... Basically, the majority of them are generic team red member or generic team blue member. On blue, there's the president. And on red, there's the bomber. So, you basically... swap. There's four rounds, and at the end of each round, you swap players from your side to players on the other side. And the red team wants to get the president and the bomber together. The blue team wants to get the president and the bomber in separate rooms. So you just, you know, ask questions, and you could show cards and stuff. It's pretty fun, but I don't think I'd play it again unless there were actually two specific rooms, because we had to play just in a hall with groups of two. So that was pretty fun. And then after that, we decided to get dinner. We go to Giordano's Pizza, like the famous deep dish Chicago style pizza restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
There was one in Indianapolis. We went there, which was amazing. Their stuffed crust pizza was hecka good. Then we get back to the hotel room. We're all tired, but we don't want to go to sleep. We're just up talking, and then we finally all fall asleep. The next day, Friday, is a Fusion Format tournament. This is where I decide to run Blue Ginyu, but with Bardock, or not Bojack allies. Pretty awesome deck. But I wasn't prepared on what was to come. We eat breakfast, and we get to the con, and I'm just sitting there, like, all of a sudden I'm sweating hecka bad, and my stomach's hurting, and I don't know what the heck's going on. And 10 minutes before the tournament starts, I run to the bathroom and throw up, and I don't know if it was some bad bacon I had or what it was, but I was just sick. I lost my first round to a Saiyan Gotenks deck. Those fusion personalities, I don't know why they're able to be used right off the bat.
Well, they have, don't they have, like, balance rules?
Yeah. You have to enter combat every chance you get. And at the during your planning step, you banish the top card of your life deck. Heck of balance.
Yeah.
So, Gotenks, I was playing against this guy, and I said, okay, I'll hit you for this physical attack. I'm in C, and you're in. He's like, oh, I never leave E.
Yeah.
So, he's in E bracket the whole time. Punching me in the face with physical attack for 7 stages, could be used twice per combat, with this handful of Saiyan-style attacks, because he's using the Cell Mastery.
Oh, man.
It was actually pretty close, and I made the worst move ever because I was sick, I think. I'm sitting there, I use Ginyu's power, and he's already hit me with an attack. And I'm deciding on whether to pull out Android 18 ally, which is a defense shield, or Kogu ally, which is a physical attack, and if it hits, they discard a random card from their hand. I don't know why, and I'm looking at the Android 18 ally. I said, I've already been hit. I can't use this power. Let me just pull this anyways. So that was a dead ally that turn. I think if I would have kept the Kogu, I would have gotten rid of the last card in its hand and been able to do some damage, but just feeling sick and not playing well sucked. Then the next round, I can't remember who I played, but I won that one, and I was like, I'm just going back to the hotel. I'm just going to rest up for the tournament on Saturday, the real tournament that counts. I just felt horrible. So we get a lift back to the hotel room, and I'm talking to, I think, Sam and Jordan about my deck on the phone, and I fart hecka bad in the bed, and Willie's like, oh, that's horrible. And then I go into the bathroom. Dude, I unleash fury on that bathroom.
Diarrhea?
It was so bad. But my stomach felt so good after. So good that I ordered Pizza Hut.
Dang. Pizza after pizza.
Yep. It's not every day I get to eat Pizza Hut. But I think we ordered from Pizza Hut that pizza like 3 times that weekend.
Uh-huh.
So we rest up for the tournament. I, like, pretty much sleep all day. And then the Gen Con official tournament is the next day. And I'm feeling better. I meet up with the McBrides. Don't really see any other familiar faces.
Justin went out there, too?
Yeah. I did meet this guy named Blaine. He's Dustin's friend from Arizona. He's a real cool guy. He listens to the pod. Him and Zach Singer. Real cool guys. We actually play tested with them the night before. Because Dan gave us a drive back to the hotel. Or to the con. And then he was able to pick us up after. But we play tested with those guys. And you know, I felt pretty confident. I used my deck. Ellie. I used my deck probably 5 times in the past 2 days, the new deck, so, you know, just getting the hang of it, what to do, and I didn't playtest it with as much as I should have, but, you know, I did pretty well at Gen Con, the actual, you know, tournament. First round against Black Cooler, I had that game in the bag. I kept him on level one pretty much the whole game, but just something, I had Blue Skid and Blue Head Knock in my hand, and he was at two anger. He uses an attack, and I didn't keep track of his anger. There was some black card that I'd never seen before that raises anger one. Then I used Blue Skid, and then he leveled up the next action with blue combo, black combo or something. And then from there, he was able to turn the tides. My next two rounds were against Red Ruthless Brawly. And I tell you, I'd rather much go up against Red Ruthless Brawly than Red Ruthless Turles.
Yeah.
Let's just say, what is it, Villain Powerball?
Yeah. Villainous Powerball.
It's a great card against that deck. He hit me with Red Back Bash after I used Powerball. The card that says damage can't be modified. He's like, five stages. I said, four, minus four, one. He's like, damage can't be modified. I said, well, I'm not modifying, I'm preventing. He said, oh, so I took one stage from that. And those games were in the bag. My next round was against, or my next was against,
Jarrett?
No, he was my one after that. Was it Black Cooler? And this is where my waiting drill combo clicked into my head. I kept Nappa out pretty much that whole game. And whenever I would get like a useless ally that really wouldn't do too much against him, I'd rejuvenate it and skip combat. He'd mill two. And that card did so much work that game. And then I faced Jarrett, and he beat me with his Black Krillin. Then I went against Blue Cooler. I think Blue Cooler is my new deck that I love going against.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's so much control against that deck, and I was able to keep him on level one with not only Nappa ally, but with Cooler ally.
Yeah.
So, Waiting Drill combo was in effect there. And then Black Tien was my next round, and he entered and used three Tien Tribeams on me. And that was pretty much game. I really couldn't do anything after that.
Yeah.
So we decided to leave. And we went to... Or me and Willie decided to leave. Dustin was already out of the tournament because he dropped early on. But me and Willie decided to ride back to hotel, order some more Pizza Hut, and watch some Impractical Jokers. And pretty much it. Sunday, we took the hotel away from Dustin and Dan because they only had it through Sunday. So we took it Sunday and then went to the hotel Monday, or went to the airport Monday and got home.
Yep.
Dustin had a bad experience on the way back. Did you hear about his flight back?
No.
They got on the airplane, about to take off, and
is this the airplane that dropped 24 feet?
No.
Oh, okay.
But this is a...
That's because he sat down while the airplane was going.
Frontier Airlines, he said never fly with Frontier. I've never even heard of Frontier.
Yeah.
It's like the cheapest airline, apparently.
They have airplanes that you have to wind up the propeller for it to go.
So one of the stewardesses smelt something funny, so they had to stop the plane. Kind of find out there was like an engine leak. So his plane was delayed from 10 a.m., all the way until 3 p.m.
Oh, that sucks.
He got, I think, a $100 voucher.
Big whoop.
Yeah. And he said that he's never flying Frontier again.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I would hate for that to happen, especially on the last day you just want to get home.
Yeah, especially like when we went to Worlds last year and had to wait in the airport for 9 hours.
That sucked. So what do we have coming up?
Win a World's Fear at Vacaville.
Next Sunday.
Next Saturday?
Sunday.
Oh, it's on a Sunday.
Because it's Labor Day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got the...
San Gabriel Regional.
The week after that. And then, oh, Tyler, he's not going to be able to go to the Vegas regional.
That sucks.
Yeah. But then we've got Vegas, maybe. Mm-hmm. And then Vacaville. Then Worlds.
Yep.
Is there anything else you want to talk about?
No, I think that's it.
Oh, did you read Rick's tournament report on the Winner Box last week?
I just read that blurb you sent me.
Pretty funny. There's this guy named Edison Carrizio, who didn't like what he wrote because his report wasn't conventional. Like, he was using all these weird words like tuggy uggy sluggy wuggies. That's what he said calls tug of war.
Uh-huh.
Tuggy sluggy uggy, whatever. Tuggy wuggy uggy sluggies. That's what he calls it. And Edison's like, I didn't even read half of this report because of I couldn't get through it. But screw that guy. Rick is cool. He writes funny reports. And he's a great red Roshi player.
He's a great all-around player. He's the only person I saw beat Black Krillin with Orange 18.
Oh, snap. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's true. So shout out to him. Shout out to Jake because he was at the tournament. And I guess that'll do it for episode 26 of Pod ZCCG. Until then, keep rocking the dragon.